This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 29th of July. Durham finally recorded their first championship win of 2012 as their bowlers made up for the shortcomings of their batsmen on the third and final day against Middlesex. They bowled the visitors out for 102 after they'd been set 118 to win, with Graham Williams and Chris Rushworth sharing 7 wickets. Runs flowed on the third day at Trent Bridge as James Taylor celebrated his England call-up by taking his second day century to 163 before skipper Chris Reid declared Nottinghamshire's innings closed on 524. Sussex's openers Ed Joyce and Chris Nash then took their side to 146 without loss at stumps as both passed 50. Surrey closed on 38 for none in their second innings to go into the final day against Warwickshire at Edgbaston, needing to score a further 247 just to make the Bears bat again. They'd been dismissed for 286 in their first earlier in the day, as Ricky Clark found enough reverse swing to take 4 wickets, and Chris Wokes ended with 3. In Division 2, Adam Lythe took his overnight 159 to a 248 as he carried his bat in Yorkshire's first innings total of 486 against Leicestershire at Grace Road. Claude Henderson took 4 wickets for the home side, who then reached 57 for 2 in their second innings, trailed by 109 runs going into the final day. Hampshire's match against Kent appears to be heading for a draw, as the latter closed the third day on 438 for 8 in reply to the home side's earlier 292. Less than 34 overs of play were possible in between the Southampton showers, with Darren Stevens making 40 and Geraint Jones 36 for the visitors. In Group A of the Clydesdale Bank 40, Mark Pettini hit a runner ball 111 to help Essex to victory over Worcestershire at New Road. He was backed up by an elegant 62 from Tom Wesley during an opening partnership of 113, while Ryan Tender-Scott added late momentum with an unbeaten 24-ball 50 to take the Eagles to 269 for 4. Phil Hughes top scored in the Royals' reply with 68 off 75 balls, but Essex bowled well and restricted him to 244 for 8. In Group B, Glamorgan hammered a weakened Scotland by 8 wickets in Cardiff. The Saltires without captain Gordon Drummond and all-rounder Jan Stander due to work commitments and struggled to 151 for 9 after relating to bat. Jim Allenby and John Glover took 3 wickets each for the home side, while standing captain Preston Mums and top scored for the visitors. In reply, Gareth Rees hit an unbeaten 60 off 81 balls, and the Dragons won with 12 overs to spare. In Group C, Northamptonshire hammered the Unicorns in a reduced overs game at Wormsley. Rain meant the match was reduced to 34 overs aside before the start, and the nominal home side could make only 163 for 8 as Lee Daggett and James Middlebrook shared 7 wickets. Alex Wakeley and David Sales shared an unbroken 3rd wicket stand of 84 in the Steelbacks' successful run chase. And Derbyshire were set 315 to win by Australia A after the tourists had declared their second innings on 221 for 7. They faced 73 overs and reached 270 for 9, as the last wicket pair wicketkeeper Chris Durham and seamer Mark Footit played out the final 35 balls to earn the draw.